So now we'll go to the next chapter of Krishna book, chapter 44, the killing of Kamsa. After Kamsa's wrestlers expressed their determination, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the killer of Madhu, confronted Chanura, and Lord Balaram, the son of Rohini, confronted Mushtika. Krishna and Chanura, and then Balaram and Mushtika, locked themselves hand to hand, leg to leg, and each began to press against the other with a view to coming out victorious. They joined palm to palm, calf to calf, head to head, chest to chest, and began to strike each other. The fighting increased as they pushed each other from one place to another. One captured the other and threw him down on the ground, and another rushed from the back to the front of another and tried to overcome him with a hold. The fighting increased step by step. There was picking up, dragging, and pushing, and then the legs and hands were locked together. All the arts of wrestling were perfectly exhibited by the parties as each tried his best to defeat his opponent. But the audience in the wrestling arena was not very much satisfied because the combatants did not appear to be equally matched. They considered Krishna and Balaram to be mere boys before Chanura and Mushtika, who were the strongest wrestlers, as solid as stone. Being compassionate and favoring Krishna and Balaram, the many ladies in the audience began to talk as follows. Dear friends, there is injustice here. Even in front of the king, this wrestling is going on between incompatible sides. The ladies had lost their sense of enjoyment. They could not encourage the fighting between the strong and the weak. Mushtika and Chanura are just like thunderbolts, as strong as great mountains. And Krishna and Balaram were two delicate boys of very tender age. The principle of justice has already left this assembly. Persons who are aware of the civilized principles of justice will not remain to watch this unfair match. Those taking part in watching this wrestling match are not very much enlightened. Therefore, whether they speak or remain silent, they are being subjected to the reactions of sinful activities. But, my dear friends, just look at the face of Krishna. There are drops of perspiration on his face from chasing his enemy, and his face appears like a lotus flower with drops of water. Don't you see how the face of Lord Balaram has turned especially beautiful? There is a reddish hue on his white face because he is engaged in strenuous wrestling match with Mushtika. Dear friend, just imagine how fortunate is the land of Vrindavan, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself is present, always decorated with flower garlands and engaged in tending cows along with his brother, Lord Balaram. He is always accompanied by his cowherd boyfriends, and he plays his transcendental flute. The residents of Vrindavan are fortunate to be able to constantly see the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, which are worshipped by great demigods like Lord Shiva and by the goddess of fortune. We cannot estimate how many pious activities were executed by the damsels of Brajabhumi so that they were able to enjoy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by looking upon the unparalleled beauty of His transcendental body. The beauty of the Lord is beyond compare. No one is higher than or equal to Him in beauty of complexion or bodily luster. Krishna and Balaram are the reservoir of all kinds of opulence, wealth, strength, beauty, fame, knowledge, and renunciation. The gopis are so fortunate that they can see and think of Krishna 24 hours a day, beginning from their milking the cows, or husking the paddy, or churning the butter in the morning. While engaged in cleaning their houses and watching their floors, they are always absorbed in thought of Krishna. The gopis give us a perfect example of how one can execute Krishna consciousness even while performing various types of material engagements. By constantly being absorbed in the thought of Krishna, one cannot be affected by the contamination of material activities. The gopis, therefore, are perfectly entranced samadhi, the highest perfectional stage of mystic power. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that one who is constantly thinking of Krishna is a first-class yogi among all kinds of yogis. My dear friends, one lady told another, we must accept the activities of the gopis to be the highest form of piety. Otherwise, how could they have achieved the opportunity of seeing Krishna both morning and evening? In the morning when he goes to the pasturing ground with his cows and cowherd boys, and in the evening when he returns with them, playing on his flute and smiling very brilliantly. When Lord Krishna, the super soul of every living being, understood that the ladies in the assembly were anxious for him, he decided not to continue wrestling, but to kill the wrestlers immediately. The parents of Krishna and Balaram, namely Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Vasudev and Devaki, were also very anxious because they did not know the unlimited strength of their children. Lord Balaram was fighting with the wrestler Mushtika in the same way that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was fighting and wrestling with Chanura. Lord Krishna appeared to be cruel to Chanura, and he immediately struck him thrice with his fist. The great wrestler was jolted to the astonishment of the audience. Chanura then took his last chance and attacked Krishna, just as one hawk swoops upon another. Folding his two hands, he began to strike the chest of Krishna. But Lord Krishna was not even slightly disturbed, any more than an elephant is when hit by a flower garland. Krishna quickly caught the two hands of Chanura and began to wheel him around. And simply by this centrifugal action, Chanura lost his life. Krishna then threw him to the ground. Chanura fell just like the flag of Indra, and all his nicely fashioned ornaments were scattered hither and thither. Mushtika also struck Balaram, and Balaram returned the stroke with great force. Mushtika began to tremble and vomit blood. Distressed, he gave up his vital force and fell down, just as a tree falls down by a hurricane. After the two wrestlers were killed, a wrestler named Kuta came forward. Lord Balaram immediately caught him in his left hand and killed him nonchalantly. Then a wrestler of the name Shala came forward, and Krishna immediately cracked his head with a kick. Then a wrestler named Toshala came forward and was killed in the same way. Thus all the great wrestlers were killed by Krishna and Balaram, and the remaining wrestlers fled from the assembly out of fear for their lives. All the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna and Balaram approached them and congratulated them with great pleasure. While the trumpets resounded and drums were beaten, the leg bells on the feet of Krishna and Balaram tinkled. All the people gathered there began to clap in great ecstasy, and no one could estimate the bounds of their pleasure. The Brahmins present began to praise Krishna and Balaram ecstatically. Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Prahlad Halad Dayane, Prahlad Halad Dayane, Prahlad Halad Dayane, Hiranya Kashipurvakshaha, Shiladangana Kalae. Ito Narasingha Parato Narasingha Yato Yato Yamitato Narasingha Bahir Narasingha Hridaye Narasingha Narasingha Madim Sharanam Prapadye Narasingha Madim Sharanam Prapadye Narasingha Madim Sharanam Prapadye Tavakara Kamalavarei Nakam Adabhuta Shingam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Keshabadrita Narahadi Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jabakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Shingam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare